Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with the staff and volunteers of the CASA programs of Grant, Delaware, Madison, and Hancock counties. CASA, which stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, recruit, train, and support volunteers who represent abused or neglected children in the court system.
I'm Joanne Flack. I'm a CASA volunteer for the Madison County CASA program, and I've been involved for 6 years.
My name is Darla Couch, and I am the volunteer coordinator of Madison County's CASA program.
My name is Leslie Hendricks. I am the executive director of CASA of Grant County in Marion, Indiana.
For me, the CASA experience has given me the gift of being able to help children in dire circumstances strive to reach their potential.
I personally had a case where it was a teenager when I became involved. His school attendance was horrible. His educational outlook was very doubtful. He was in a really, really bad place. And I came on board with him, and through a lot of hard work and patience, were able to encourage him to the place where he realized his potential, was able to graduate from high school, and which everybody thought would never happen. I went to his graduation and cried because that was the highlight of my 7 years of CASA experience, was watching that kid graduate. And it was a very cool thing.
So many of them say, you know, other than raising my own children, this is the greatest thing I've ever done, the hardest thing I've ever done. You know, they might come through the door one day in tears or angry and pacing around the floor and really just at a loss for what to do next or where do we go. But at the end of the day, when they lay their head on the pillow, they know that they made a difference.
I think for me, one of the cases that probably will always remain with me is a young lady who was removed from her home, had a severe hearing impairment, and yet all of the people that were family or close to her maintained that she could hear if she only wanted to hear. When she was removed from the home, by the luck of the draw, she was placed in a foster situation where the foster mother knew rudimentary sign language, was willing to learn, took classes, and we eventually found out that this young lady, although she signed, the signing was just home signing. It really was nothing that anyone schooled in American Sign Language would understand. Through the course of that case, which ran 3 years, she had such a wonderful advocate in the foster mom who eventually adopted her. And once the adoptions happen, the CASA drops out of the case. This spring, I received a graduation announcement from Texas. She had moved out of state, and I thought, wonderful, this child is launched, and she's going to make it. This is an example of what can happen when kids have voices in the court through a CASA.
Information about how you can connect with your local CASA program can be found at indianapublicradio.org or on the Community Connection Facebook page. If you missed any of the shows featuring the CASA programs that serve East Central Indiana, you can listen anytime at indianapublicradio.org. Next month, we'll feature Carry Services, which provides services for disabled individuals. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.